something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ needs to come to a place of effectiveness and productivity, a place of mastery, because that's what Jesus came to make us. We've got to come to that place. He wants us to mature in the things of God. He wants us to come to a place of spirituality where we are not victims of circumstances, victims to the world. Hallelujah. I'll begin reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. An area of the Bible that needs to be well understood by God's children. Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Now, what do you have there? Is it a full stop right after the word him? What do you have? Okay. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Isn't it amazing that this is what he wants us to know? I'm not sure whether you followed the reading. Maybe I was a little fast for you and you didn't quite notice something there. He says, he prayed to God that the Lord will grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge, the full and intimate knowledge of Christ. And then, after the colon, he began to let us know what he was talking about, what the knowledge was to be of. He wants us so much to have insight. He wants us to have revelation about these things. And he wants us to have our spirits flooded with light so we can understand these things. So I'm going to go again, because if he wants us to know this and he thinks it's so important that he would pray that God will grant us the spirit of insight into mysteries and secrets. That's the way the Amplified Translation puts it. Insight into mysteries and secrets. And it tells us what these mysteries and secrets are about. They're about Jesus Christ and his victory and the place he occupies today and his connection with the church. Why does he want this so much? You know, many times Bible scholars tell us we got enemies in three realms, or they say there are three kinds of enemies that we Christians have to deal with. They say these are the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, if this is true, a simple understanding of these portion of the Bible that I just talked to you about will help you deal with any and every enemy and all kinds of challenges that Christians face. And by the way, there are those who are always having challenges. They're always going through something. Every time they were, I'm going through some challenges. They're never okay. Every time you meet them, oh, they're going through something again. Because they don't know where they are, who they are, and their connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know. What do you think Jesus came to do? What do you think he came to do? All right, you with me? Can I read it again? Okay, I'll read it this time slowly. I read it the first time the way you read it, and then probably missed some things. So I'm gonna read it slowly as I want you to get it. Wherefore I also, after I heard verse 15, heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Oh, kabon garadis gastas, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the Lord just whispered something in my spirit. That there's no such thing as being weak in the Lord except for a lack of knowledge. And that if anyone will take these truths and live by them, he would live victoriously and reign in this world in Christ Jesus. That's what the Spirit whispered into my heart, in my spirit. Amazing, God talks to us even while we're still talking. Hallelujah. And he said that for your benefit. In other words, it doesn't matter what you do, what your work is, what your business is, what your ministry is. What he's saying is, if you will take these things, you will ride victoriously. And stop looking at your abilities and your inabilities. Stop looking at them. This is a matter of authority. Are you hearing this? And secondly, there's something about us. We'll get to that. Hello. Are you here? I know you are. So it goes. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Okay, now he tells us about what he's praying about. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. He says, I pray that God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing him intimately and fully. If that weren't possible, the Spirit wouldn't pray this kind of prayer. And by the way, these prayers that you have in the epistles were not the only prayers that Paul ever prayed in his life. But the Spirit of God picked these prayers because they were important for the church. They were the Spirit's outbreathings for the church through the Apostle Paul. So he goes, the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your understanding, better rendered the eyes of your heart, being enlightened, flooded with light, okay, illuminated, that ye may know by revelation, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Tremendous riches. Hallelujah. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? That means it's directed toward us who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, he compares this power that he's referring to the operative power with which Jesus was raised from the dead. Resurrection power. All the demons of hell couldn't stop you. Nothing in this world could stop you, not even the Roman seal.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Quara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9:00 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nualb noon. Evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.
This is the continuation of the message, Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. He raised him from the dead and set him. You see, he brought him out and put him somewhere. Where is that? He raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also into the future. And that which is to come. He brought him out of the grave, raised him from the dead, and set him somewhere. And the Bible says that place is in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. Let me read that part of it to you from the Amplified. Where Jesus is sitting, where he is set, far above all rule. And I want you to notice, because the word that was translated principality is a little difficult, okay? It's a little difficult. It means several things. And it's good for us to get all the pictures together and understand what God is telling us. So when you say principality, a lot of people don't know what that means. They just think of demons only. But there are also angelic principalities that are positive, not demonic powers, but angelic powers of God that are principalities. But the word actually means the first in authority. It also means the decree of authority. And that makes a lot of difference. I'm going to show you this. This is so powerful. Watch this. So in the Amplified translation, it says, far above all rule. So Amplified picks the word rule. And it means two things. One is the authority that governs. All right? But secondly, it means the decrees by which they govern. Did you see that? far above all rule. It doesn't matter what rule has been made. Jesus is far above all rule. So this refers to the rulership and its rules. Jesus Christ has been set. The Bible says he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above, not just above, not near above, but far above all rule. He set him there. Okay? You're still here, right? Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named. Dear Lord, above every title that can be conferred. Man, oh man. Jesus has the biggest name. Far above all rule. Every rulership and its rules. Far above all authority and power and dominion and every name that is named in this world and in the world to come. Which means he's been set there forever. There's going to be no change. This world and in the world to come. This is Jesus. So when you use the name of Jesus, maybe you don't know what it represents. There's no room for doubt when you use the name of Jesus. And you have to stop questioning whether you have faith or you don't have faith when you use the name of Jesus. Understand it. Understand the teaching of faith has caused many Christians to stumble because they don't understand it. When it comes to using the name of Jesus, it's a matter of authority. Think about this. When you were coming in, we had some people, some of our folks controlling the traffic, all right? Some policemen there. The policeman puts on his uniform. He doesn't need any faith. When he raises his hand, you stop. The faith that put him there in the first place is all that he needed. And that the Bible says God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. All that you needed to come into Christ Jesus has been dealt to you. The day you were born again, you received authority over every demon of darkness. You don't need somebody to help you cast the devil out. The very day that you proclaimed Jesus as Lord over your life, every demon heard it. You remember Jesus? The Bible says a voice spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." Who? Everything that had intelligence. Living and non-living things. God said, "Hear ye him. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him." That was all. And the day you became his beloved son, the same decree was given. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. So it's been spoken about you. Hear ye him. living and non-living things, hear ye him. God said so. He has spoken. They cannot but heed. Far above all principality. Hallelujah. Far above all rule. And I read a nice translation of them yesterday. Was it yesterday? The day before, I guess. Must have been yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, right? Yeah. I was reading West's translation where he says, over and above every government. Hey. Jesus has been set over and above every government. I feel like do you know what this means for us? He is over and above every government. Say this with me. I'm from the government of heaven. Say it again. I want it to soak. Say it again. Say, I'm from the government of heaven. Okay. Now, it doesn't matter where you go in this world. All right? Wherever you find yourself, remember, you are from the government of heaven. I don't forget that. I don't forget that. When I go out, it doesn't matter where I'm going. Doesn't matter how close or how far it is. Whether within the country, even within the environment. When I come out, I know and I'm conscious that I am from the government of heaven. See that? It's very important. Have that consciousness. Carry that consciousness. You're not an ordinary person. Okay, okay. Now, I just told you, Jesus has been set there, okay? And someone might be wondering, well, how does that connect me? Yeah, that's Jesus. Oh, yes, that's Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2. You see, that was chapter 1. And he's talking about Jesus in chapter 1. And so he goes to chapter 2, and he starts by saying, and you. Uh-huh. He wants to bring you into it now. And you hath he made alive. Say, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran Quar Estate. Our Sunday service hold are 9:00 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon. Evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.